Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conversations in Consciousness. I am Lisa Warner.
And I am Keith Leon S.
And we are here to have a beautiful conversation today. Keith, what's our topic today?
Yeah, Conversations in Consciousness. Love it. Today we want to talk about ways to create our own reality.
Love it.
Juicy. Juicy. All the ways that we know to do that.
Yes, we each have that power, and we're really not taught how to utilize that power, are we?
Right? That wasn't anyway. not by any, you know, human beings growing up, anything like that. I definitely was taught that later.
Yes.
And so, speaking of ways to do that, let's just close our eyes right now and take a nice, easy breath in and release. Another nice, easy breath in. And as we release, let go of anything that happened before this moment. Now, this last breath. At your leisure, however you want to take it in. Let us come into this present moment, this moment right now. In this moment, there's nothing that we need. So we have this breath, and we have each other. It's all we need. So it is.
So it is. And we have the power of our own consciousness at our disposal. Yes.
Love that. So we're thinking of the ways that we know for ourselves, especially the ways that we realized and started actively practicing creating our own reality. So for me, one of the first steps in that, and I'm constantly doing it even now, right, is to work to erase stinking thinking. That's how I wrote it down. Work to erase stinking thinking programming, right? There are a lot of other words other than stinking thinking. Anything that isn't in highest good, crazy thoughts, right? Sin, religion would call it, right? Or evil, there's so many words for it, but it's anything that isn't in alignment with our highest good, doesn't compliment us, doesn't pat us on the back, doesn't show us unconditional love, right? All of those things, anything that's the opposite of that is what I would call stinky thinking. So there are a lot of ways to, I used the word erase, but I would say be in conscious awareness of regularly. Right? So that when it comes up, you use one of the tools that you have, share a few at least, you use that tool to turn it around as much as humanly possible throughout the day, because the world is set up so that it's coming at us. commercials, family, things people say, constantly coming at us. And so even when I'm in a conversation with somebody and they throw a dart, that's how my wife would say it, throw a dart at me, right? Then I'll correct that in my head, even in that moment. I'll turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. While I'm listening, turn it around, turn it around. And so what say you regarding thinking, Lisa?
Yeah, we are these grand beings of light, hence our wings behind us, to just remind us who we truly are. We are these eternal beings, and we are designed at the soul level from source itself. We are made of love and light, and we are made to celebrate life. I look at source as life itself, existence itself. And when we are moving in the direction of life and existence itself, like, we grow, we thrive, like, life is good. We look out at nature and all life in nature. Look at all of the life in nature, from bugs and birds and bees and plants and animals and trees, teeming with life. And that life is all one big interconnected ecosystem. And it all just works together. But when you throw humanity into the mix, now we got a bunch of people like moving against that flow of life, moving in the direction of death and destruction. And those thought patterns feel terrible in our bodies. They feel like fear and doubt and guilt and shame and worry and blame and look. It's like, which direction are we moving? You know, this is my biggest tool right now, is like, am I moving with source? Am I moving in harmony with life itself? Mm-hmm. Or am I in the stinking thinking realm, you know, where doubt, worry, shame, blame, guilt, oh my gosh, stress, pressure. Then as soon as I feel that resistance, that stress, that pressure, I know that I've got my energy flowing in the wrong direction. I'm not flowing toward life. I'm flowing in the opposite direction. So my tools really are focusing on bringing myself back to the truth of who we all are. That when we are in harmony with life, we have a direct connection to source itself. We have direct access to the divine mind. And when we start utilizing the divine mind rather than the intellect that we have been taught, here's all the rules, here's how it is, this is what you got to do, as soon as we clear those things out that we have been programmed to think, get rid of all those old hand-me-down ideas, then we can start actually sourcing our well-being from inside and our connection directly to source.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember when I first started sitting down and asking for awareness and sitting in silence, asking a question and simply waiting for the answer. So many things came to mind, like you were talking about made in the image and likeness of. You said it a lot of other ways, right? That's the way that, like, religion would say it, made in the image and likeness of. And I heard that over and over and over growing up as a child. So one of the first things, awareness that came to me was like, oh, not talking about eyes and ears, feet and hands, you know, not talking about the body, talking about being made up of your source, being, oh, well, so if I'm made in the image and likeness of that, then that means that I'm a creator as well. If something created all of this and I'm made in its image and likeness, then I create everything that I have in my life. Ooh, what does that look like? Started to be with that. And then another awareness came with, that came to me was, why would the powers that be fill us with stinking thinking? Why would they tear us down? Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they have our best interest in mind? And when I asked that question and I was sitting in silence myself, then I saw the Buddha, I saw yogis, I saw people sitting in silence in higher consciousness, aware. And none of those beings that were sitting in the light were sick, purchasing products. They didn't even purchase anything. They're just sitting there. They could live on water at that point. Their consciousness is so high. There's nothing to sell them. And there's nothing to sell them that would make them sick, that then would feed the hospital system and the pills, you know, the pharmaceutical system and all of that, and a whole huge awareness came to me. And I remember my father saying, if any of that were true, like if people were, government was purposely doing things and people were purposely making us sick, I wouldn't even want to know that. And I probably wouldn't want to be here if I knew that. And I thought that was pretty intense and dramatic. But I got it. That was like the first time that I had ever pondered and considered all of that, like all at once. That would be a pretty intense thought and the ultimate shock. Right? So why would they fill us with stinking thinking? Right? Because there's money involved and a lot of it. Right? That. The society is built to brainwash us to think that paper, that coin rules us and is the answer to everything. And if that were true, why are there so many miserable rich people? It doesn't bring happiness. Maybe they don't have bills to pay, but there's so much more to this life than bills. And so they're left with no bills and more time now to be in their negative thoughts. And that's why they're miserable. Have even more time now to sit and stink and think and be bombarded with all of this negative feedback everywhere that they look. So, yeah, it's an interesting, very interesting subject. We are creators, and how we think affects what we create. Would it be in our best interest to focus on what we want instead of what we don't want? I hear some, I don't want, I never want. Like, I hear so much of that. What do you want? There's a question to ask, and a question I'd rather ask you and actually hear an answer to, because I know it would be in your best interest. What do you want?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, when I found myself facing cancer, you know, I looked at the collective consciousness, the path that most people go down in this, you know, the medical model. It was like, well, what are they offering? Like, what's the end result? And I saw the end result was remission. And it was like, that just means taking a break. Like, I don't want remission at all. Like, I want full on healing. Like, I want to never have to deal with this situation again. I don't want cancer hanging over my head all the time. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder. I want it just completely gone. So I decided I had to take a different route. And when I took a different route, I started looking inside for the answers, and I started going directly to source. And I got quiet. I said, what do I need to know about this in order to change it? And when the answer dropped in, I was like, oh, my body's doing exactly what it's designed to do. There's nothing wrong with my body. I'm not being attacked by some killer disease. My body is doing exactly what it's designed to do, given the stinking thinking that I am providing for it. My body is showing me where I have the stinking thinking. And in that moment, I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that was actually true. And so for healing, I started to clear out my consciousness, my energy field, of all of the places where I was in shame and guilt and doubt and worry and stress and I don't like this and I don't like me and, you know, why are they doing this to us? You know, cleared out all of that stuff. And once I cleared all that out, wow, life became a completely different experience, a far more pleasing and pleasant an enjoyable experience, and the healing just happens automatically. I didn't need pills. I didn't need fancy procedures. I needed to become commander of my own consciousness.
And I feel like you came into the alignment, right, of all is well. Body knows exactly what to do. All is well. This is happening exactly as it's supposed to happen. Exactly. Came into alignment with that, and then the body just like said, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Your wish is my command.
Exactly. You know, we've been taught, you know, I'm not okay. There's something wrong with you. Because there's a lot of money being made from the thought pattern, hey, there's something wrong with you. We have the answer.
Yeah.
And when we start to understand there's nothing wrong with our bodies, it's all in our consciousness. If our consciousness is distorted and it's flowing against the flow of life, we're going to suffer. Like, there is no other option. And we can flow. We are multidimensional beings, so we can have energy flowing in a positive direction. You know, for maybe our job, maybe we love our job, but then, you know, we're not happy with our spouse, or, you know, like, you know, our energy can flow in, you know, toward life and toward death in all different directions, all different compartments of our lives. So there are all different kinds of ways that our bodies can let us know where we have shut down the flow of our natural energy that is moving toward life and creation and growth and brilliance and joy.
Yeah, that's one of the little notes that I wrote that you just said to remind myself to talk about was where attention goes, energy flows.
Exactly.
You just said that. And there were little sound bites and little things in The Secret, you know, that I really loved, that just really rang true. And it's interesting because that was the Secret, the movie, was a worldwide phenomenon, because the masses, people who don't have conversations like this every day, mm-hmm. that was the first time that they heard of this law called the law of attraction. And mm-hmm. you know, you speak the word and then it happens. It was like, but they're sitting in church every Sunday, right? Listening to the teachings of this man who basically said that over and over and over and over again. So that was kind of funny to me that it was such an aha moment for people. But there were things John Astroff said, where attention goes, energy flows. That was one of the ones that was just like ding, 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 ding. And I think it stuck with a lot of people because I hear it in a lot of these conversations. The other one was funny because of Disney and because of, you know, I Dream of Genie and the Genie in the Bottle, and so many ways that the genie shows up. Then they had the genie representing God, spirit, universal law, our word, right? Saying, your wish is my command. When someone made a wish or a declaration, proclamation, affirmation, however, whatever Asian word you want to use, it's, I spoke the word, God, spirit, universe, energy that created everything, me, created it, creates it, right? And so that was one of the things that I was like, wow, I love how they kind of snuck it in a kind of a Disney reference. However, if people watch that over and over and over again, it was just my command. But these, there were universal teachings that were all throughout that movie. Basically, anything John DeMartini said. Okay, I was like, the way that he said it, right? What you think about, bring about. I mean, he just had a million of them. I always like to say that. Whatever he said after that was just like, yes. So I love that movie. Amara and I watched that movie over and over and over again because it was fun to see the teachings. So many different teachings from every teacher through all creation, right? Pick a deity, someone that someone worships. All of it was being taught in one film under the auspice of, right, the law of attraction. And then all these people had said, well, can't believe that they only focused on one law and so limited. It's like, is it though? Maybe they're saying law of attraction all the way through it, but then that every other law is being taught somewhere in that. And there are more laws than just the law of attraction. We broke down many, many, many of them on a call in the past, right? And so where attention goes, energy flows is a huge message about how we are co-creators or creators. Choose whichever words feel best to you. It's semantics. But the truth is, if you really keep track of it, if you kept track of everything you said for one day, wrote it all down, had someone transcribe it, took that list, and then followed it for week, month, 2 months, however long it took, to where you literally would cross everything that you said off has been came true. And so it's always working for us or against us based on our thoughts, beliefs, words, actions we listen to, we hang out with, because where attention goes, energy flows.
Exactly. You know, and we have really been taught so many patterns that constantly draw our attention to them. You know, as soon as we feel an ache or pain in our body, the automatic response is, oh, I better go to the doctor and find out what's wrong with me. Like, because there's so much attention to that. You know, every other commercial on TV, ask your doctor, find out if this pill is right for you. Like, our attention, whether we're actually focused on the commercials or not, our attention is constantly being drawn. Ask your doctor, go find out, you know, ask somebody else, ask your lawyer, ask your doctor, ask the
with the power outside of you.
Exactly. The power is all inside. And when we realize that those people are just as programmed as we've been, and we're going to somebody that's programmed to try to get ourselves out of the programming, that's not really going to work very well.
Ask them. If the person you ask, you have to pay.
Right?
I want to think about that advice.
Yeah. You know, if you're trying to get your answers from them, you know, it's different if you're going to somebody who's going to help you get your own answers to turn it around so that you can research and you can source from within, because it's far faster to have somebody help you to turn yourself around so that you can source from within than to try to figure it all out, you know. But if you're trying to go to somebody and have them fix you, then you got to look at that pattern.
Yeah. Yeah, all my real mentors like that. They either said, "What do you think?" Or if they told me what they thought, then they said, like, "Take it or leave it," or "Does that feel true for you?" And I never felt like they were saying, "Do this," unless it was a business thing and I said, "What's my next step?" Right? Then they would say, "Oh, that's your next step." Then I would do it and then come back and say, "What's my next step?" But anything about what we're talking about, anything life where I was pondering a big answer, it was always like, well, what are you feeling? What do you think? And then would you like me to weigh in on that? Okay, well, here's what I think. And does that feel true for you? If not, toss it. Right? They were all of that energy, and that's why they were my mentors. Right? And anybody that did that, other things that you're talking about, I was like, oh, not much. Just didn't continue there. Didn't remember to follow up. However it looked, right? And so what do you think of the word faith? What does that mean to you, have faith?
Well, I have a kind of a different outlook on faith than the normal person, because one of the things that I realize is that, you know, faith, there's kind of like a trust in an unseen force that, like, well, you know, if I just maybe believe that this could happen, you know, maybe it'll work. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I personally try to move beyond that into knowing, because we all have the ability to actually know something. So, I mean, I have faith in my own knowing, like the things that I know to be true, like the faith in that respect is like absolute trust, like total trust. Yeah. And, you know, otherwise we've just been taught, well, you know, just have faith that somebody else is going to do this for you. Like, you know, no thanks. Like, I need to know. So I always bring it all the way down to, what do I actually know about this?
Yeah, I think I have the same thing, and then I would add self-trust to that, right? Mm-hmm. So I know and I trust that if I stand firm in knowing that this is happening, and then I can't be budged. No stinking thinking, someone can come in and knock me off my perch. No appearance of the opposite of what I know is happening to be true. No appearance of the opposite of that can knock me down. Then to me, that's the ultimate faith, right? They talk about this, you know, this guy being persecuted and hung on the cross and going all the way to his death, knowing that he, even in that, was safe and doing perfectly and exactly what he was here to do, supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That is a great metaphor. That is a powerful teaching. Pretty gnarly, pretty graphic. You know, so graphic that even as a child, it was hard for me to even hear it. But as an adult, I was just like, "Wow, that's faith." Like, even in this, right? I know that all is well. I know that I'm doing exactly what I was here to do, right? And I'm going through with it. I'm standing in my faith all the way till, even if my body ceases to work. I mean, that's heavy, that's deep. And I remember one time asking my wife Mara, "Why do you think we've been successful in our business?" And she said, "Because of your faith." And put more words on that. She's like, "Well, every time I see that you sit in the silence, you ask a question, and then you get clarity about it, and you know now what to do, then nothing deters you. Nothing will stop that. no amount of no's, no anybody telling you something or the appearance of it not happening quick enough, right? That you just keep pressing forward and you act from that space of faith. It's just like, thank you for that feedback. Because I wondered, you know, the success that we've had, like, how did that happen? Because I'm too close to it. And I love asking for feedback from my universe is how I learned it in the workshop series that I came up in called Insight Seminars. It's like, ask your universe for feedback. Get feedback from your universe. And so I love to ask people who really know me outside, you know, what do you think about this? How do you see me in this way? And that's interesting because people will really tell you the truth. And sometimes the truth is, you might want to take a look at that. But a lot of times the truth is like, wow, really? Okay, so you see that? I mean, I feel that, but it's cool that you see that. So yeah, that's cool. I think we both have an interesting take on the word faith, and it isn't just like you said,
blind trust
in an outside source that by some luck this is really going to happen, and then I can say, well, I have faith and that's what happened.
Right? You know, and this world makes us lose faith in ourselves, like lose trust in our own ability to discern and make decisions for ourselves. You know, I've just noticed, you know, in my line, you know, talking to a lot of different people, that, you know, I see a lot of times people being able to, you know, people making a decision, and then they go and they talk to somebody else, an expert, and then the expert goes, no, you can't do that. And then they're all shook up and it's like, oh no, you know, I must have made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Where's your faith in yourself? Like, where's your faith in your inner knowing? Where's your ability to actually just tune in and utilize the power of your consciousness to know what feels right in your body? Like, our bodies are these incredible vehicles that give us feedback on all kinds of things. And they're like our direct connection to our divine intelligence. And like, when we're in that stinking thinking, the body's going to feel bad in some respect. It's going to feel heavy, or it's going to feel anxious, or it's going to feel restriction or resistance. You know, that's the body going, yo, wrong direction. And we just, a lot of times when somebody tells us, well, you know, you're going to have to go do this procedure or do that thing. And it's like, ooh, really? Like, all right. Like, that doesn't feel good. But if you say so, I'll go do that. It's like, right. Wow.
Giving the power to someone else.
Yeah.
And I, a lot of people that I've seen that did what you said just followed their own inner guide. You know, even like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I think of how many times I heard that they then went later for tests and the doctors were, what did you do? What did you, you know, what, how, what? And so what happens with those doctors? You know, what happens with those doctors after they see that so many times? I think those are the people that we've met and that were in my movie that were MDs, and then they went to being a DO, and then they went to, it's not far enough, then they went to acupuncture, and then if you like Karen, then, you know, create your own whole system of healing with light, or like you, teaching people to know the truth about that it's all about healing, that it's all a lesson for us to learn. And if we learn the lesson, then boom, healing happens. Right? Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting how many times I've heard. And then my doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You know, something like that. Because at first they were like, no, bad, you should do what I say. And then they left. People I'm talking about left for months and then came back and tested. And then it was like, whatever you're doing, keep doing. What did you do? Tell me. I need to know. I wonder how many keep that secret or bottled up and how many it affects.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I know things that my aunt told me and the things that you told me affected me in a way that I made a change and shift life. Like you were talking about being sore, right? I think one of the best gifts about working out and the way that I do 3 days a week is that there's always some soreness, and that soreness is healing. It literally is healing. And so being always having some kind of going on and knowing that it's healing is kind of cool, because it's a constant reminder all the time. Pain is healing. It's healing. So that if ever it gets more intense than just arms, because we did, you know, curls that day, or legs because we ran a lot, right? If it's anything other than just like from the workout, it's the same thinking. Oh, it's just healing. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just healing. And that was one of the most profound and beautiful things that he taught me. You know, pain equals healing. That was so mind shifting to me. And to stop recreating. So speak our words, right? Speak our words. That is a command declaration to the universe, whatever word you want to use it. Soften it, or you can say the truth, which is, it's a command to the universe. So telling the story, oh, here's what happened. Ew, here's what I've been experiencing ever since. Just constantly recreating that story. So that's why I kind of, my whole body like tightens up anytime I hear anybody say the word my before a diagnosis.
Oh, yeah.
My this, my that, my cancer, my, you know, I literally go, ah, and it's so hard for me not to go, erase, like out loud, erase me. No, the appearance of the, anything that takes it outside of you, as long as you say my, it's yours.
Yep, exactly.
100% of the time, though, but only every time, always, forever, will it be yours if you use the word my. Because it's a declaration, command to the universe, words, all of them, and one word, my, right? So powerful. One word tweak could be the difference between healing and not.
Exactly.
One word. Wow. That's how powerful words are.
Yes, they're called thought constructs. Like a sentence is a thought construct, and it can become a life sentence. So those sentences are that we speak are energies that we are putting together. They're ideas plus how we feel about those ideas make those things into a structure. And then those structures just simply play out as our reality. They play out through us. And if we're not aware of how we are structuring our reality, we end up sentencing ourselves to death, ultimately.
I love it. Yeah, I love you. You have so many awesome plays on words. Some that I've never ever heard before or considered in the way that you said it.
You know, the word integrity means like structural coherence.
Yeah.
Like, and the external world wants to force us out of integrity, because it wants us to not follow our own inner guidance. So we give up the the integrity of our light body, of our energy field, and we allow all of these stinking thinking ideas to infiltrate our energy field, and then the structure of who we are becomes compromised, and then we live a compromised life, and we're wondering why is everything so bad? Why is it so difficult? Why can't I have any money? Well, because we've allowed all of these things to infiltrate the fortress of who we are. And then we've just rehashed. We keep saying the same things over and over. We keep repeating the same patterns and then wonder why things don't get better. But we have to become aware of how we are generating our reality. We've got to become aware of who we are first and foremost, because we all have collective amnesia. We have all been traumatized out of our divine brilliance. We've forgotten that we are these grand beings of light. And then we walk around like, oh, I'm just a mere mortal. Like, no, you're not.
Are you though? Yeah. It's interesting when we know these things to, I think of all, how many times I just don't say anything. Right, because I don't want to be known as being the king of unsolicited advice, but it's sometimes hard when people say something that's victim or like that, right? What you just said, and you know, like, well, I can actually share with you right now, you know, that's true because this is the way you think. That's true because this is the way you think. Like, because I know them, right? Literally, everything you have right now is exactly the way that you created it with your words, actions, thoughts, what you listen to, and who you hang out with. It's but only every time. And so it's kind of like Mara said to me one time, and I was like, man, that's a lot of words. And she said, if only you knew how much I don't say. I have a million more words going on than I ever say to you. So if you think I'm talking a lot now. Right. And so sometimes it's interesting. It's an interesting place to know the things that we're sharing and just not put words on it all day long as we're hanging out with people. You know, not giving unsolicited advice is definitely a practice. Took me a long time to get, and now I'm great at it. I can not give advice all day long and be fine, because it's all, even anything that I would say to them is for me to tell myself, teach myself. Anyway, it's not for them unless they say, what do you think? Other than that, it's like if I have a thought, if you only knew, then I go, oh, okay. Right? As soon as I have a judgment, then I go, whoop. Okay, so how's that true about me? And what do I need to learn? So it's always coming back to here, right? Because I know that every word that I speak is coming back filled. So really need to be careful with the words that I choose. And I love to be grateful for things as much as I can remember the words on that. Because like we said earlier, where attention goes, energy flows. So the more that I'm grateful, the more I have to be grateful for, the more I will create that which I'm grateful. So you might try on being grateful for something that you don't have in the physical yet. You don't have that in the physical. I'm so grateful for my fill in the blank, something you'd love to have, and run that as much as humanly possible all the time. Because the more that we're grateful, the more that we have to be grateful for. That's just another law of the universe that they put in other words, but it's certainly a law. grateful for. Check. What you're grateful for. So I remember the guy whose shirt I'm wearing, right? he was a lawyer, miserable lawyer, never got to spend any time with his family. And he was working 16, 17 hour days, 18 hour days, barely getting any sleep. And at one point he went to the hospital because he thought he was having a heart attack. And they did every test and the doctor said, you have like the most intense anxiety. You know, what do you do for a living? I'm a lawyer. Oh, should have just said, are you a lawyer? Because I don't think you should continue. Literally gonna die if you keep this up. It will be true next time because all of your levels of everything. Right. And so he did in this case need to go to the doctor to get that feedback to then point him to himself, the part of him that knew that he missed his family, that knew that he was miserable, that knew, and he had not been doing anything about it. So he set himself up for this thing to get him to an outer source to tell him what he already knew. And that was the wake-up call. And so before he decided to go another way and start experiential growth work, and ultimately became greatest trainers of that, I feel, walking the planet. Every morning he would wake up and he would lean over and put his hands on his knees, say the F word over and over
again. Oh, say that again. You cut out.
Oh, he would get up, put his hands on his knees, and then say the F word. Over and over and over and over and over again, because that's how he felt about life. And on the other side of this great lesson and going another way and starting to do inner growth work, he'd get up every morning to this day, puts his hands on his knees and says, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. Then he sits down, lists gratefuls. So this is like an everyday practice. Love my life, I love my life. Sits down, here are all the reasons I love life. I'm grateful for this, for this, for this. And does that for a certain amount of time every day as a spiritual practice, as a practice. And because he knows the more he's grateful for, the more he's not grateful for, and everything that we're talking about today. So from worst to first, right? I mean, from this close to to I love my life, I love my life, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for. And it's a cool true story that really highlights the things that we're sharing today. It just came to mind because I have this beautiful shirt on.
I love my life.
Yes.
Like, why not? If we're here living on this beautiful planet, if we're not loving our lives, then there's something wrong. There is something amiss. And, you know, when I really get quiet and I really tune in, I notice that the only place I ever am is inside my own consciousness. Like, I'm not inside anybody else's consciousness, and I can't be outside my own consciousness. So why not make it a pleasant place to be? Mm. Right? Like, if I'm thinking thoughts of, I'm not okay, I don't like this, those are what become my reality because they are in my consciousness. And it's up to me to clear my consciousness and make it a beautiful place to be, a pleasant place, a happy place, a place where I love me. I love my life. Because we all have that ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you're new to this thought of we are the creators, pick something small, you know, just something small that you could manifest and then speak words to it. Now, so happy that I have created, I now have things that are in the already present tense that you have. I've now attracted the money for it. Cup of coffee. Whatever it is, that's start small and name it and claim it, declare it. Whatever word you want to use, say it. Watch it happen. And then go, ooh, okay, that happened. And it was pretty specific. That's exactly what I asked for. And try another thing. And I always like to say start small and ramp up as you go. Right. You know, because for the mind that's fairly new to like that type of thought, I am the creator. Sometimes it can be hard to jump all the way to the straight from I don't have it to the big dream. Yeah. It's because subconscious mind, stinking thinking, all the things we're talking about that have been programmed might take you out from that. So it's like you gotta retrain your subconscious mind by manifesting small things and then going, that happened. I saw it. I spoke it. It happened. I spoke it. It happened. And then maybe reverse engineer that and look at, here's something that I have in my life already. Mm-hmm. How did I create that? Whether it's seemingly positive or negative, and maybe both in the same day, right? Just think, go to a thing and put your hand on it and say, how did I create that? Why did I create that? Mm-hmm. And you'll see it. It'll come to you. Because that's a great question to ask. How? Right? How and what? How did I create that? What's the lesson for me? All of that. Earlier when you said a whole bunch of why questions, and I was like, oh, even when you were just saying it as an example, and even while you were saying it, I was like, no. It's like, that's not a question we want to ask, one that starts with why, because we keep getting reasons to ask why, or how, what, anything but why.
Exactly. Yes, why did this happen to me? Like, we do not want the answer to that. The universe is just going to go, well, because, hey, Lisa, you screwed yourself up over there and you did all these terrible things. And, you know, you don't want that.
No.
What I looked at one point was, I realized that every single thing I believe, I could look out into my reality and see. And then it occurred to me that if I believed that, humans are stupid and they're, terrible race, I used to like, God, humans are so stupid. Like, I would see people doing just stupid things all the time. And I thought, that's really not all that pleasant. To look out and see people doing stupid stuff. And I thought, what if I just got rid of that whole idea? Like, humans have been traumatized. We've all been traumatized. And when we're traumatized, it's easy to do things that it's out of alignment with the grandness of who we are. It's like, what if I just started to realize that we are all grand beings of light? Well, now I look out and I see all these grand beings of light. I see all of these amazing people doing incredibly beautiful things, making the world a better place. And it completely shifted everything. So I realized that if I can look out and just go, oh, those people are terrible over there. This, I believe that. It's like, I can change my beliefs at any time. I am not obligated to continue to live out some crappy belief that doesn't make me feel good and that makes me see things in my reality that I don't enjoy. Yeah. I have the ability to know completely different things. I don't have to believe anything. I can project my knowing and then start seeing what it is I truly know, how grand and beautiful and spectacular everything actually is.
And even if the thing that you would call stupid is they're doing to create a lesson for them, and they'll either get it or won't. Either right. way, they're creating the lesson, right? So it's like, good on you for creating that awesome lesson for yourself by doing that thing that I would normally call stupid. And then just don't judge whether they get the lesson or not. Because yep. Sometimes their lessons are just whizzing by all day long. They're not noticing that they created it and there's even a lesson there. It, get into that. With the consciousness of thinking that it's happening to you instead of through you.
Yeah. Oh, you're cutting out again. Oh, now you left altogether. I believe we have a fabulous connection. We can hear you perfectly. So yeah, our consciousness is phenomenally powerful. And when we harness the power of our own consciousness, we can change not only our own reality, but we can change the world. We are far, far, far more powerful than we have ever been allowed to know. And when we make the decision to start becoming really acquainted with the power of our own consciousness, when we get curious about what's actually possible here, what powers do I actually possess to change my reality? And then we tune in and just ask our own questions and start sourcing from our higher self, from our soul, directly from source itself. We get all the answers we need, and we can change our lives for the better in any moment of any day. It just takes a willingness.
So it is.
And so it is.
Yes.
So we hope that this conversation has opened up some new awareness for some of you, or sparked some ideas, or you know, just a willingness to go in and look inside your own consciousness. It's all right there. It just takes some curiosity. Just notice the powers that you have. Notice who you truly are. Notice that you too are a grand being of light and love. And start tuning in to the frequency of you. So you can start tuning out all the other noise, all the other distractions, all of the who you are not. And then you can harness the power of your consciousness to create a beautiful thought space for yourself, which then generates a beautiful reality for yourself as you start to see your thoughts being made manifest around you. This is the power we all have. So Keith, thank you so much for this beautiful Conversations in Consciousness series.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes. Is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience with today?
You just did it. That was beautiful. And we should leave it right there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So everyone, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lisa Warner.
I'm Keith Leon S.
And we are having Conversations in Consciousness. We really hope to help you expand the realm of your own consciousness to realize the power that you truly do have to change not only your life, but the world as well. Until next conversation, create for yourselves a spectacular life because you can. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.